Friday.
Saturday night, they had the fundraiser.
They did, and you get the two songs.
I did a good intro for both of them, and I was able to use that. And now I know what I'm going to do on my Set You Free story.
Uh-huh.
I have a nice ending. I'm going to have the ending of the story, and then I'm going to have this little Kulax clip. And I'm just going to say what I said, which was, my father died 2 weeks ago, and I was blessed to have this song to sing to him while he was dying and at his funeral. And then,
that'll be the ending to my story.
Well, then I started the next song with, I wrote this song, and it's perfect because tomorrow is Father's Day. Before I tell you what I want to work on, I have to tell you about my meeting with the producer.
Yes, because when it happened today?
Oh, wow. I just got home like an hour ago. I had barely any time. I took a shower. I'm recovering.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't nervous. I wasn't really nervous the last time, except my fingers were so sore, you know.
Oh, because you had just started playing again.
I just started. My same friend who introduced me, I invited her. I wanted her along. It's so nice to have another pair of ears. First off, it was like I had just been there. It was like 2.5 years.
Jeez.
Five more. So I had 45 minutes, he had said. He ended up giving me a little over an hour. So I had to decide what to do. And I just decided, how can I showcase who I am? Is it the recordings? No, it's me as a person. So I just basically told them what I'm trying to do, my niche, which you and I know is about helping people. It's not about commercial music and it's a crossover. And I sang my new song, and I sang it very well. No mistakes, nothing.
Oh, gosh.
And then that was it. And then I went from there to giving him a CD, and he put it in his computer. I wasn't thinking. I had it in alphabetical order.
Yes.
So I think he got the flavor.
So did he make himself a copy of everything that was on there, or was he just going through listening and on the computer?
I don't know, but it went into iTunes, so if he imported it, he would have a copy in iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
But my music is on my blog, so you know, just like the first time I went to him, I went with that hope that somebody's just going to discover me and sign me up. And I think there's that dream that I have that I'm not going to have to work hard to push, and it's not, I mean, I don't want to think that's the truth, but it is. My friend said to me, we had lunch after, and she says, he was so amazed by you, and all I could hear was the criticism. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I have doubt and I have confidence. I went right to the doubt. He said, I have an amazing singer that you could use if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But then he said, maybe you should sing your songs because you are telling your story. So my friend said that was great that he said that. You need to go over everything. There's just a few spots that stand out. He says, you're really close, but those few spots are what people are going to notice. And he says, you have to take out all those lines, be very critical of those lines that are overused. And he didn't tell me which ones. So my friend said, she's going to help me. She's going to listen to my stuff. Inside, the doubt said, I do this all the time. I'm always trying to make my stuff fresh. I'm always trying to rewrite.
Yeah.
And I want to get my book done. I don't want to go back to the drawing board. He said, better than having 17 songs, you should have 10 good ones. I agree for performances. I'm only going to play 10 songs, so I'll do that. But I just got that feeling again, the same one I had when I met him the first time. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to make it. I don't want to be like, what's the word? Have you felt this way before where you feel criticized, where you can't handle it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be that way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a real common thing for artists.
Yes.
It's very common.
Sensitive.
Yeah, yeah. And that's it makes it real hard to also gauge things. Artists are sensitive people, which makes us good at what we do. If you're not sensitive, then you probably shouldn't be doing this thing. You can't make other people feel if you're not sensitive to it yourself.
Yeah.
I always have to go there before I can have other people go there. I always, and I'm very conscious of that. I feel the emotions. If it doesn't move me, if it doesn't move me to tears, if it doesn't move me to all those different feelings, then I won't be able to move an audience.
I explained to him that these songs are written when I was 16. Some of them I was proud to say I didn't change a single line of lyrics because that's part of my story, you know. So I said, well, I have some newer stuff. I played him Clear, and he says, well, this is better vocally. He says, I see a difference on this one. He says, but then you don't have the feeling like you have. He says, part of you, you have a little girl voice. This is the second person that has told me that. I have a girly voice. Well, I've come so far, so, you know.
Well, and I thought, from the things you've told me so far, it really sounds like he was acknowledging that, not necessarily consciously, but just by comparison to the things he had said to you before.
It's just I have to stay focused and think of the, you know, where I'm going.
Yeah. And you have a lot of going on. I mean, so much.
I'm doing a lot. If I was just doing vocals, I could redo vocals. But I don't want to go back there because I have so much, you know.
Yeah.
Writing new songs, I'm finishing audio. And I do want to get it done. So let me share my song.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to record it, I think, Sunday. So I have a week, and I don't know if I'll do a second guitar track for it. I have a few changes, not too many.
Judy, it's Father's Day, and then I just wondered.
Well, thank you. I was just going to say, when you have a good relationship with your father like you do, every day is Father's Day. It's
yeah.
not just one day to celebrate. And my dad didn't like holidays, and he didn't like celebrations. But
really?
No, it was interesting. I think I spent most of the day working on my blog.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm so emotional.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Oh, you said you don't know why.
Because I haven't been. I haven't been
really?
Emotional at all.
You know,
it just comes.
I think there's just a lot going on, you know? And sometimes I feel like things can trigger, you know? Like maybe just the vulnerability also of today, of opening yourself up to someone, you know?
Very vulnerable.
You're very vulnerable. Then you've lost someone.
Yeah.
And then, and this is all tied in with your folks. And then you have the family.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff. And it's holiday. I mean, I just
love it.
And that's only what I know about.
But it's good. I did a story this morning. So I've got one more story. But, you know, I have, you know, a lot of finalizing. So I'm up to, like, number 7. And I'm just on that process. I'm going to get this done. I want to be out there. I want to be helping people. Me when I was born. With me as I mourn. With me in every song.
Beautiful. I was just thinking while you were singing that you were just singing that today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your second performance.
Yeah. And I did it Saturday night. So.
And Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so easy for people to grab onto. You know?
I think so.
Every people can relate to this so much.
I hope so.
The words are so clear. And yeah. Jesus Christ, I mean, the chorus, they have so many opportunities to grab on and latch on. I mean, you get with me, you have so many examples.
Well, the thing that's interesting is the personal part is with me when I was born and with me as I mourn, because this is a period of mourning. Yet, everybody mourns sometime in their life. They're mourning somebody.
That's right.
And who's with you when you're born? I don't know. That could be your mother, too, mm-hmm. or God. But,
yeah.
But I could leave that mourning part off or the born part, and then it would really be somebody could be with you, a lover. It could be anybody.
That's true.
But I didn't do that. I'm not going to make it that relatable. You're with me to keep me strong. With me every day. With me in every way. With me and always near. You take away.